If you've got your Bibles, would you turn to the book of Luke, chapter 11, and I'm going to read some words of Jesus from this book. It's good to see you today, by the way. Are you all okay?
Yeah.
Good. It's good to see you. I've been up really early this morning. Anyone else up early today? Yeah. Set my alarm for 6, but of course that was 5, wasn't it? Was it 5? So I'm just aware I'm beginning to feel a little bit tired now. I can just feel like I'm a bit like I could do with a biscuit. If anyone wants to go and get me a biscuit, can I preach and eat a biscuit at the same time? Luke 11, and I'm reading from verse 9, if you want to find it, Isaac, and stick it on the screen. Jesus' words are the best, aren't they? Come on, I'm going to need you guys to really say amen to me. This is what Jesus said. And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. I'm always fascinated in Scripture when words are repeated. And that's what's happening here. I'm also fascinated in Scripture when Jesus emphasizes what he's saying. He doesn't just say it. He says, and so I'm telling you. You know, there's kind of, you know, when you're having those conversations with people and you're going, I'm really saying this. Like, look me in the eye. I'm really saying this to you. I think that Jesus has many moments like that where he's going, I'm trying to get your attention here. And this is what Jesus is saying. And he's repeating himself. I don't think he's repeating himself for the reason that I repeat myself a lot now. Or I need things repeated to me. I don't think Jesus is having a senior moment. I think Jesus is just trying to say, will you listen to me now? I'm telling you, if you ask, you will receive. Come on, say it with me. If you seek, you will find. And if you knock, the door will be opened. You notice he says the door will be opened. He says it twice. I want to tell you this morning, there is a door that is open to us. Heaven is open. The door of heaven is open. Some of us should be looking a little bit more excited than we are. We have access to God. Oh God, let this just land on us today. We have access to God. Do you know who Christ is? Jesus Christ. He is the image of the invisible God. We have a God who made himself known to us.
Yeah.
This isn't even in my notes and my heart just boils over with it. Oh God, when are we going to get it? We probably won't really get it until we see him. Do you know that? But I'd like us to get it a little bit more while we're here. Anyone say amen to that? Like Christ, God himself said, I know you guys need to see me, so I'm just going to rock up in the flesh. I'm going to make myself so visible to you. I don't know of any other God that's done that, do you? But our God did. Our God did, and he says, the door is open. Do you want to come in? Do you want to come? Oh, don't you love that verse in Revelation where it says there's a dinner laid? If you want to come, you can sit with me. I love there's so much food in the Bible. I'm a bit of a foodie. Sarah, come and sit. Come and sit. We don't have to rush this one. Verse 11. You still got your Bibles open? you fathers... Mothers, in another translation, it just says you. So let's not get hung up on the father, mother bit, okay? Just you, humanity. If your children ask you for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? You kind of think, Jesus, what are you going on about? Or if they ask you for an egg, can I just say, my kids have never asked me for an egg except for a chocolate one. I'm just fascinated. Like, anyway, if you ask, am I allowed to eat it?
Yeah. Oh, what do I do now? You're not allowed to talk with your mouth full, are you? Is anyone jealous? Steve, thank you. I'm going to finish them later. Wow. Just that little sugar boost just helped me.
crumbs down me now, though. That's not so good, is it? Steve, thank you. If you ask for an egg, I asked for a biscuit and I got a biscuit. Jesus said, if your kids ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. Jesus says, of course not. No, I want you to get a hold of this. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? In Matthew, he just says, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts? But I love that Luke describes the good gift as the Holy Spirit, because if you've got the Holy Spirit, you have everything. Have you lately sort of looked into the description of the Holy Spirit? I mean, anything you lack is found in the Holy Spirit. He is everything. The way that the Bible describes the Holy Spirit, he is everything. He's comforter, counselor, friend, teacher, director, provider. He is everything. He's wisdom, he's truth, he's strength, he's peace. Can I go on? He is everything. He is goodness, he is love, he is joy, he is kindness, he is faithfulness, he is gentleness. Shall I go on? He is everything. Is there anything you're lacking? The Holy Spirit is it. Has anyone got that this morning? And so Jesus is saying, if you then, in your sinful state, know how to give good gifts to your children, know how to give good gifts to your friends, know how to care and take care of one another, how much more? I want you to say these words with me, because if I have a title for my sermon this morning, it's this: how much more? Would you say those words with me? How much more? Now, would you turn to the person next to you or whoever's around you and just go, how much more? How much more? I want us to get these words in our head. How much more? Jesus is trying to make a point here, and he's kind of going to one extreme. Jesus does that a lot. He takes us to one extreme, and he's talking about scorpions and snakes, and he's going, this is ludicrous. Nobody would ever do that. I asked for a biscuit. I didn't get given a snake this morning. If Steve, though he is sinful, there you are, knows how to be kind to Sarah and give her a gift, how much more? Would you say that again with me?
How much more?
How much more? How much more? Jesus is saying over and over again, how much more? Jesus said these words, didn't he, one day when he was telling us not to worry. He said, look at the birds. Aren't the birds delightful at the moment? Aren't you enjoying listening to the birds' songs, spring in the air? And Jesus says, look at the birds. If the birds aren't worried about where their worms are coming from, if they're not worried about their food and what's happening, what does he say? How much more? Would you say it again with me? In a minute, you're going to say it with, how much more? Not, how much more? How much more? How much more? Jesus said, how much more valuable are you than the birds? How much more? How much more? What does Paul say? Paul says this. Oh, he says, my God can do immeasurably more. Like, he's not just going, how much more? He's going, oh, this is beyond measure. How much more? How much more? Oh, Heidi, I wish I'd messaged you in the week and said, write a song on how much more, because this message has been burning in my heart all week. How much more? How much more? How much more? In 2 Kings 4, we read this story of a lady. She's a widow. Her husband's just died, and she's been left with some debts. And she goes to Elisha, and she just says, please, my husband was a good man. Can you help me out? And Elisha says, what do you have? And she says, I've only got a little bit of oil. And she basically, she had hardly anything. And Elisha says, oh, that's enough. Just keep pouring. Just keep pouring, because I want to tell you, lady, I want to tell you how much more. How much more? And it says that she went and got every jar that she could find. She knocked on every friend's door. She got everything she could, all the containers. And what happened? That oil just kept on pouring, because how much more? How much more? What happened when there were thousands of people to be fed and there was no food? And Jesus says, there's got to be some food here somewhere. And a boy comes forward with his packed lunch. And what does Jesus do? So much more. How much more? How much more can your heavenly Father do with that which you give? You say, but I'm lacking so much. And he says, but how much more can I do? How much more can I do? Will you trust him this morning? Will you bring the lack that you have? Will you bring the little that's in your hand and allow God to take it and to say how much more, to breathe on it, to breathe on your lack and to create so much more? That's the message that's in my heart this morning. David, Moses, Joseph, Ruth, Esther, I could go on. Every single person that I read about in the Bible lacked. And I don't know about you, but you're looking at someone this morning that lacks. Should we just have a little look around? I think I'm looking at a room of people who lack. And into our lack, God says, how much more can I do with you? Immeasurably more than you ask or think. Because I'm a good preacher, I'm going to bring 3 points out of this passage. They don't all begin with P or anything like that. But are you ready for 3 points? Number one is this, from the book of Luke. The first thing, and I've already said it, is that it's an open invitation. The door is open to everyone. If you ask, if you seek, if you knock, the door is open to you. No one is held back. I want to tell you this morning, you are so welcome. But it's not just you. This whole community of Folkestone is so welcome. The door is open. Jesus excludes no one. He says, if you're seeking me, you'll find me. If you ask for me, I'll be there. If you knock, the door isn't just open a little bit. It is flung open. Anyone is welcome. The second thing, my points are short. Well, some of them are a bit longer than the others. My second point is this. Jesus, in this story, highlights our lack. I used to get a bit troubled by this passage because, you know, in another, I think it might be in the NIV, but I certainly grew up with, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts. And I used to think, oh, Jesus, you're a bit harsh, aren't you? So I used to go a bit like, oh, Jesus, what do you mean, calling me evil? Jesus is right. You told him that recently. Might be good to tell him that every now and again. Jesus, you're right. I know I spend a lot of my life thinking I'm right, but actually you're right. Jesus is right. He's looking at this bunch of people and he's going, you're broken. You're messed up. Do you know if Jesus sat there right now and looked at me and said, Sarah, you're messed up. Do you know what I'd say? You're right. A few years ago, I might have tried to defend myself. A few years ago, I might have gone, you know, the kind of moment that Peter had with Jesus when Jesus said to Peter, you're going to deny me. And he went, oh, never do that. Maybe you're in that season of life right now. Maybe like me a few years ago, you're in a season of going, no, I'd never do that. I'm a good girl. Jesus just goes, okay, I'll give you time. One day you'll realize that you're pretty broken. One day you'll notice your lack. And when you notice your lack, you'll then step into the how much more. Greatest place that any of us can be is in recognition of our lack. I almost want to pray over you that if you haven't yet discovered your lack, you discover it. That can either sound really negative or it could sound the most life-giving prayer. Is there anyone in the room that understands what I'm talking about? I thought there might be one or two. And Jesus, in this conversation, he's saying, I want you to know that you're sinful. You're lacking. Humanity is broken and it's messed up and it's twisted and it's not right. Your thinking isn't right. Your heart isn't right. It's messed up. But even in your messed up state, you still know how to give good gifts. You still know how to honor. You still know how to love. Do you know why that is? It's because I believe there is an imprint from heaven on our lives. There is a design of God within us, and it hasn't been perfected yet because we live in a sinful, broken world. But the imprint of heaven causes us to know how to love well, causes us to know how to develop good relationships. And many of us are still journeying that. We're still working that through, and we will continue to work it through until we reach perfection. But I want to tell you, let's keep striving towards perfection. Isn't that what Paul said? He said, I press on, I strive. I'm not there yet, but I'm going to keep walking towards it. I'm not going to sit down and give up on the journey and go, well, I'm never going to make it. I'm always going to be this way. I'm never going to break through. No, Paul says, I know what a wretched person I am. I know my failings, but one thing I do, I'm pressing on. I'm moving forward to reach the perfection that Christ has for me. And it's his perfection. His perfection. His perfection, the image of God that is within us, causes us to love, causes us to express how we feel, causes us to see something in the heart of God that's on us. But I want to tell you, it will never be perfect this side of heaven. It will never be perfect this side of heaven. And that's what Jesus was saying. He was going, even on your best days, you're still lacking. Even in your most perfect moments, there's still lack. But there's so much more with God. Can I be honest with you and admit this morning that, and you might say, well, why, Sarah, why? But I admit to finding days like today really hard. I'm just going to, for 2 minutes, just touch on this. I admit to finding days like today, and there's plenty of them now, isn't there? Mother's Day, Father's Day, friends' days, grandparents' days, cats' days, dogs' days. I don't know, there's every day under the sun, right? And it's brilliant, but I admit to finding them really hard. And I find them hard for two reasons, and especially Mother's Day, actually. I find it really hard for two reasons. One is this, and I think it's really legitimate and we need to notice it. I struggle because they are now so distant from the original, the root, the truth and the meaning of what they were. So today we call Mother's Day, it's Mothering Sunday. I love the meaning of Mothering Sunday. Mothering Sunday was all about going back to your home church and honouring the place where you found Jesus. Isn't that fantastic? It doesn't single an individual out. It's about community. I love Mothering Sunday. I love what it's about. I would challenge all of us today to consider the place of our spiritual birth. To maybe later today send a text. If you're old-fashioned, write a letter. Consider those that were part of your spiritual journey and thank them today. Thank them for the impact that they had. Consider the church. Barb, Lindsay, Ford Road. That little building. Consider the place. Sorry, that's just because you caught my eye. I just singled that out. Go back in time and remember the place. That's what Mothering Sunday is all about. It's about returning home, going back to your roots, but it's your spiritual roots. But of course, over years, we make it commercial. We make it what it is today. And so I struggle for that reason. I struggle with it. You know, it's the same on Valentine's Day. All of these days that we have turned into something and we've moved away from the root, the original of what it was. And in moving away, it's just very unhelpful. It's very unhelpful. Second reason I struggle with it is because of the weight of expectation and the pressure around days like this and the impact that that has. And I recognise that having spent now nearly 25 years pastoring people, walking along all kinds of people's journeys and lives and understanding the pain and anguish that days like today can bring. And I want to be brave enough to acknowledge that. Today is not an easy day for so many people. And this isn't me being a downer. It's me just being very honest with you and acknowledging. It's even acknowledging that you might say, well, Sarah, why do you struggle? Today I'm so thankful for my mum. So thankful for my mother-in-law. Three children. I'm so thankful. But can I tell you, that even on my best days, I still lack. Even on my best days, I feel so rubbish about myself. Even on my best days, I'm aware of, is there anyone else in the room that understands what I'm saying? And this is exactly what Jesus was saying. He was saying, because there's brokenness around you, because you're not perfect. But Jesus speaks into our lack. And what does he say? How much more? Come on, say that with me again. How much more? How much more? And the heartbeat of Jesus today is this. I know you're lacking, but there is so much more. If you will come to me, if you will ask, if you will knock, if you will seek, if you will discover the fountain of life, if you will really lean into the truth of what I have to you. Jesus speaks right into our lack. He says, I see it. I know it. He says, but I have an open invitation for you to discover how much more. How much more your Heavenly Father has for you. My caution around days like today, I've done a lot of walking this week and praying, and as I've been mulling on today, I felt the Lord really challenge me. He said, Sarah, your caution can take you two ways. Your caution can either take you down a road of resentment, bitterness, loss. Your caution can either cause you to retrieve a little bit, to kind of back out a little bit. Your caution can make you hide. Your caution can actually just be quite damaging, or your caution can lead you to the tree of life. You choose. Your caution, the things that actually trouble you, your lack, it can either lead you straight to Jesus or it can lead you away from him. It's the Garden of Eden, isn't it? Which tree? Which tree are you going to turn to? The tree of life or the tree of destruction? And on days like today, and just maybe you're sitting here and you're saying, I feel my lack. I want to tell you there's an invitation from Jesus to come to the tree of life, to discover that he is the source of all hope. He is the source of all joy. He is the source of all comfort. He's the source of all peace. Where you lack, he can do so much more. So much more. So much more. So much more. My third point is this. Heidi, I don't know if you can come up, and I don't know what we're going to sing. I should have thought about this really, but I'd love you just to come and play, if that's all right. My third point is this. In fact, come on, look back at Luke at me. Look back with Luke. At Luke with me. Get your words right, Sarah. I need another biscuit. Okay, I've got somebody else's Bible. Now, this is throwing me a little bit. In my Bible, what is that about? I must have... Okay, would you just bear with me? Because I'm just going to look it up on my phone. Just talk amongst yourselves. Is that all right? You really can talk amongst yourselves. Okay, here it is. This is going to fascinate me now, but I won't go off into different Bible translations and what that's all about. That's going to fascinate me now. There's a what? That's the afternoon. That could be my job. I'll write an essay on that later. I'm going to read it again. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a snake? So if you who are evil, there you go, that's the evil bit, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Would you say that with me again? How much more? Come on, turn to the person next to you and say it a little bit more jolly now. How much more? How much more? Come on, how much more? I want you all afternoon to be going, how much more? How much more? It's a bit like your kids in the car, isn't it? How much longer? It's not that. It's not how much longer. It's how much more? How much more? How much more? I'm only saying it because I lost my place. How much more? With your Father in heaven, give good gifts. Come on, will you say good gifts? Oh God, some of us get so hung up on this. Can I tell you that the goodness is defined by him, not by you? So what you think is good, some of you are wrestling this big time, and I get it. I've been there, done it, got the t-shirt, and we'll keep on doing it. 6 years ago, I was so upset with God because he didn't give me the good gift that I felt he should have given me. So upset with him, I said to him, don't ever ask me to trust you for anything ever again. I couldn't even sing that song, Good, Good Father. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been there before? Of course you have. You're human like me. But do you know what Jesus does in our moments like that? He comes along and he says, I can see where you're lacking, but how much more do I have for you? The question is, are you willing to trust him? Are you willing to define his gifts, not your gifts? Are you willing to switch your mindset? And rather than like a spoiled child saying, you haven't done it my way, just maybe God knows best. Have you ever considered that? Just maybe his ways are higher than your ways. Just maybe his thoughts are bigger than your thoughts. Just maybe he has a bigger plan and you're sitting there going, but you haven't done it my way. Just maybe he's going, there's a good reason for that. Will you trust him with it? Will you trust him that he says, how much more will your Father give good gifts? Oh God, I want your gifts, not my gifts. This is how it ends, my third point. I haven't forgotten. In everything then, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the essence of the law and the prophets. I think this is what is described, you know, those little headings that of course weren't in the original, is the golden rule. Do to others as you'd have them do to you. And in the week, I wasn't going to include this because I just thought, oh, that's not really my message. So I was going to do that nice thing that preachers do and just lob it off where it feels convenient. This morning, I woke up early. And the Lord said to me, that's your third point, Sarah. Because when you acknowledge your lack, and you come to the source of all life, the how much more, and you discover how much more, you're then able to do so much more. So my message this morning is a simple one. Can we acknowledge our lack? God, I need you. Even on my best days, I need you because I can't get this right on my own. But how much more? I want to live under the blessing of how much more? I want to live under your goodness and your provision, the how much more of heaven. Because when I live under the how much more, I'm able to do so much more. I'm able to be so much more. Can I tell you this? That the more that you sit under the how much more of heaven, the greater your relationships will be. Oh, it's very quiet. Is anyone brave enough to say, I'm willing to journey that to the end of my days? I'm willing to sit under the how much more, because the how much more will affect my so much more. Last week, Angela was here from Austria, and her message was a simple one. Will you say yes? I met with my mum in the week, and as we were walking along the harbour, we were talking about Angela's message. My mum is 75, 76. Is she? Or is she 77? I don't actually know how old my mum is. Shame on me. A little bit older than you, Tim. Sorry, mum, if you're listening to this. You probably are. Do you know what my mum said to me? Angela's message challenged me to the core. I'm going to keep on saying yes. Come on. I said to my mum, oh, that's just like senior in our church. And so many others of you. All God is saying is, will you say yes? But you can only say yes when you've discovered the how much more from heaven. If you try and say yes before discovering the how much more, you'll end up more messed up and lacking than you've ever been. I know, I've lived a life like it. But when you understand the how much more from heaven, you're able to do and be so much more, because it's coming from the source of life himself. Is anyone hearing me? So this morning, my reflections on my mum were this. Mum, thank you. Not for being a mum to me. I mean, she's my mum, that's great. But I want to tell you, there is something bigger than biology. Mary Jane said it earlier, the family of God. I want to tell you, there's people in this church that I honour as much as my own mum. There's people in this church that are sisters to me. There's people in this church that are brothers to me. There's people in this church, we are the family of God. We're the family of God. And it's way bigger than society and culture makes it. So do you know what is so amazing about my mum? Is that she's a mum to many. To many. Some of the best people that I know have never had their own children, but they are mums to many. Because there is a bigger picture than us. There's a bigger picture than what we currently see. And so today I'm signing up to go, and I want to do so much more, but I want to do it out of the how much more. I don't want to do it in my own strength. I want to do it out of a revelation of the how much more. Is there anyone in this place that says, I'm me? I'm me. God, I'm lacking. I'm lacking so much. I'm so aware of my mess. I'm so aware of my insecurities. I'm so aware of my struggles. I'm so aware of my issues. Do you know what God says? That's okay. So am I. So am I. So am I. I know your weaknesses more than you know them, but I haven't turned my back on you. I'm not giving up on you, because there's a how much more from heaven. And when you know the how much more, you're able to step into the so much more. So much more, so much more, there's so much more. There's so much more. Life is bigger than you. I stood here last Sunday morning and that's what I said. Life is more than you. There's a bigger picture at play than you. I don't know if you believe that, but I do. We all have influence. We all have impact. Who are you blessing today? Who are you appreciating today? Who are you grateful for today? Who are you loving today? Who? You say, Sarah, I've got no capacity. I know that feeling. Can I suggest that you bring your no capacity to a God who has all capacity, and you discover his how much more, and out of his how much more, you're able to do so much more. you like my 3 points? Pretty good. Well, it's not three P's, but there's a bit of a rhythm to it. Anyone lacking today? Step into the how much more. And then walk in the so much more. If you just want to say yes to Jesus, would you just stand to your feet? Just say, God, I'm hearing your word. I'm hearing your word. I want to live in the how much more so I can step into the so much more. Jesus, take me as I am. I can come no other way. Take me deeper into you. Make this flesh life melt away. Make me like a precious stone, crystal clear and finely honed. Life of Jesus shining through, giving glory back to you. I have to get an old song in, don't I? It wouldn't be a sermon if I didn't. Oh, Holy Spirit, breathe on us, I pray. Breathe on us, I pray. Take our lack. Cause us to live in the how much more, where your Heavenly Father give good gifts to his children, so that we can live every day with so much more to give, because it comes from you, the source of life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just tell him your lack. Tell him your lack. And ask him to come and fill you. He knows it anyway. Tell him your fears. Tell him your worries. The insecurities that eat you up and keep you awake at night. Tell him he knows about them. The fears, the struggles, the loss, the grief, the pain, the rejection, all of it. There's not a thing he hasn't seen. The questions, the wrestle. But what if, God? But what if? But what if? He says, bring it to me. Why did that happen? God, I was so hurt. Why can't you make me better, God? Why can't I be more whole? Why do I have to feel like I do? Why? He says, tell me, bring your lack, because I want to tell you how much more I can do. How much more? How much more? How much more? How much more? How much more, your Heavenly Father, give good gifts.